Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Jake Smith.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be. My name is Jake Smith, Director of Data Center Technologies, and welcome to Chip Chat. I'm joined today by Don Potts, Senior Manager, SAP Solutions from Dell EMC. Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jake. Thanks for having me.
So, Don, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your corporation? I know a lot of people do know Dell EMC, but you guys are always changing, evolving, as we all are. And then talk a little bit about what you're doing to deliver SAP solutions.
Sure. So my name's Don Potts. I've been at Dell EMC now for 10 years. I lead our America's SAP pre-sales specialty team. So for customers looking to modernize SAP, make a move into SAP HANA, or do some type of hybrid cloud type scenario that's getting more and more popular, my team is on the front lines helping those customers size it, scope it, work through some of the SAP rules and regulations so that when they come out the other end of the funnel, they have a fully supportable SAP system that can run the mission critical data that SAP provides and be bulletproof so that company can rest easy at night and not worry about their SAP systems. I've been in the IT space for about 30 years now, spending time at a variety of well-known names like Microsoft and Red Hat, before ending up at Dell EMC. Dell is the world's number one provider in servers and storage to our global customers across 160 plus countries around the world. So it's a great place to work, great place to be, and I lead a fantastic team.
Well, isn't that great when you know you work for a great company and you work with great people? One of the things that I always found very, very interesting about the work that your team does is you really delve into a solution. So can you give our listeners a little bit bigger understanding of why SAP is so important to our joint customers and what Dell EMC is doing to build those solutions?
Sure. SAP, for those unfamiliar, is the world's largest inter-enterprise software company and the third largest independent software supplier. So they are number one in the ERP market with about 40% market share. And ERP stands for, it's an innocuous name, for Enterprise Resource Planning. And Enterprise Resource Planning sounds kind of ambiguous, but what it really is a collection of applications that allow companies to plan out their enterprise resources. Those things can include their financial system, their supply chain, their manufacturing facilities, the production line, all their logistics, can be their CRM tool for prospects and or customers, as well as their analytics engine to do real-time data analysis across this pile of data they've accumulated. So the core data at the heart of an SAP customer is really the heartbeat of the business. It's their lifeblood. If SAP goes down, they go down. So when you touch an SAP system or you talk to a customer about changing up their SAP system, they are, well, conservative by nature because there's risk. And, you know, they're only doing it because they have to, not because they want to. So when you think about SAP sprawl and their ubiquity out there in the enterprise space, we can look at it kind of by the numbers, right? So 77% of the world's transaction revenue touches an SAP system. 83% of the world's business-to-business transaction revenue goes through an SAP system. $1.9 trillion runs across the SAP business network. And my personal favorite, SAP customers make over 3/4 of the world's beer. So they have an impact on the financial community, and it kind of illustrates the nature of the data and how serious it is for customers to keep it up and running.
Best stat of the day, by the way, best stat of the day.
Yeah, we'd hate to lose our beer makers.
3/4 of the world's beer. So Don, you know, our listeners hopefully know about SAP, and if they don't, then you can always find out more at sap.com. However, one of the things that we do as hardware companies is we try to build consistent value for our customers. Can you talk about the work that we've done together there?
Sure. And the Dell and Intel partnership has been fantastic, not only building out solutions for SAP, but for a lot of the other high-value workloads, right, based on Oracle or Microsoft backends. It's a long and rich partnership over the years between Dell and Intel, as well as between Intel and SAP. SAP, in large part, got their start back in the early 70s with funding from Intel, right? So there's a rich history there as well. So when you think about what the combination, the three of us, Intel, SAP, and Dell, bring together is world-class chipsets, now with cutting-edge things like Optane persistent memory, that can take an SAP customer to the next level in terms of predictable performance at scale while giving them the memory space they need to run these large data sets in memory on boxes that are proven and over the years have supported thousands of SAP customers around the globe. SAP, from their perspective, looks at hardware through a German lens. Everything has to be certified. You have to follow the rules, and you have to work within a particular performance window so that they will give you support in production. And if you don't work within that window and you don't have support from SAP, then, well, most customers don't want to sign up and have their financial system unsupported. So when you use certified storage and certified servers, and you combine these things together, you are working within a support portfolio that simplifies things for SAP, but gives customers predictable performance so they don't have to go and think, am I doing this right? SAP and Dell and Intel have validated that we can provide that performance window to support those applications at those user sizes or data sizes and give them predictable performance, which, because of the nature of the data, is a good thing for these customers to realize as they move forward. So using consistent hardware, one, it's required. Two, it simplifies the performance window so that it's predictable and scalable. And three, it lets customers grow inside an environment without having to do rips and replaces very often, because that kind of defeats the whole purpose of mission-critical applications.
You know, Don, you talked about mission-critical, and obviously consistent hardware is something that we, Dell, EMC, and Intel, pride ourselves on. But there is really a new database architecture in town that SAP is driving called SAP HANA. Can you talk about two or three key reasons why our listeners should be excited about SAP HANA and the work that we're doing there?
Yeah. So for the first 40 years of SAP's existence, they provided the application stack that ran on somebody else's database. In most cases, it was Oracle. It could be Microsoft. Could have been DB2 back in the day, Sybase. It wasn't theirs. They had the app stack. Somebody else had the database layer. As customers use SAP applications for years, and sometimes decades, closing your financial system at the end of the month or the end of the quarter or end of the year kept taking a longer and longer window. You're sitting out there on spinning disk, somebody else's database you can't optimize, and they realized they have to provide a better experience at the database level so that they can narrow those end of month, end of quarter, end of year windows and give customers better performance that can meet the 21st century's data expectations. So in 2011, they launched HANA. And HANA is a column store database that makes our queries run a lot faster, but it also sits in memory. So no more spinning disk. We're as close to CPU as we can get, and it runs lightning fast. So moving to HANA was SAP's first attempt to say, hey, we want to own the whole stack so we can optimize the whole stack, build off this foundation for future releases so that we can continue to innovate while giving customers world-class performance of an in-memory database running on the latest and greatest hardware sets. So with HANA, the first 8 years of it now, 9 years of it, they've allowed customers to stay in the legacy stack and make a leisurely transition over to HANA. A couple years ago, they put a deadline, drew a hard line in the sand, and now that deadline is 2027. And 2027 seems a long way away, right? 7 years to go. But for a lot of these customers, making the move is not the flip of a switch, right? So over the years, each application for the SAP stack has a number of landscapes or environments. So when I say that, you could have a production landscape. You could have a quality assurance. You could have dev, test, sandbox, HA, DR. Now you've created all these silos for each of your applications requiring multiple landscapes, and you create a lot of cost, a lot of complexity, a lot of maintenance. Moving to HANA isn't let you now consolidate those landscapes, get some density, reduce your costs, as well as your maintenance windows, so that not only are you getting better performance, I'm driving business value, I'm taking cost out of the system, and I'm modernizing your infrastructure. So these moves can take years, right? This is not the flip of a switch. It's not something you're going to wake up in May 1st and say, hey, I want to be done by August 1st. And it's a little more complicated than that, right? So while the deadline seems 7 years away, that window is closing. And there are 100,000 customers out there right now still running on somebody else's database. So we've got some work to do. It's all hands on deck across the IT industry to help these customers make that jump before they lose access to the next versions and have to get into custom support agreements. So it's coming right up.
You know, it's interesting you say that. It's 7 years from now is coming right up, because it really is, because these transitions take a long time. Protecting the data and making sure that you have no data loss in those transitions, and that we can do app database and hopefully full data migration, is a really big deal. You know, you bring up some really good points here, Don. And one of the things that our listeners are always worried about is business outcomes. Can you describe some of the business outcomes that SAP customers expect from Dell and have received working with Dell on these solutions?
Sure. There's a number of examples we could use. The one that kind of jumps off the top of my head is a customer we have in Europe. They're a global provider of packaging, wholesale goods, machinery, aviation, and they had to make a move up to S/4HANA, the latest version of the S/4 application stack running on the in-memory database. What they had was typical of a lot of large enterprises, a ton of SAP applications, each with multiple landscapes, each in its own silo, each requiring a ton of resources to tear and feed and keep the enterprise running. As you make a move to S/4HANA, now I can start to combine, and they could start to combine, multiple landscapes into single larger nodes so that I could split up that HANA database and put not only multiple landscapes together, I could put different types of database backends together. I could combine OLTP with OLAP. So you have flexibility as you modernize hardware and how you combine your silos. So you, instead of having 10 small silos, I can now have a couple bigger ones, and that's fewer things to maintain. And that's less maintenance time. That is more time for my IT staff to go do value-added projects. So this company, as they moved through this journey, and it took a long time, as you said, Jake, these data migrations are not simple things when your data's been customized for 40 years, but allowed them to reduce their database licensing costs by consolidating that hardware, putting more environments on the same platform. They realized savings on app support and maintenance, and they had a faster database recovery time, right? So now with running Optane persistent memory in those servers, what used to take after a server went down to reload terabytes of data back into memory was 7-8 hours. As your data now sits in persistent memory, I can reboot that machine and have my data reloaded in a matter of minutes. That kind of thing for customers as their data sets grow and they have the inevitable maintenance window or the unplanned outage. Optane really solves what was becoming a giant pain point for customers that had 10, 12, 16 terabytes of data to load. Even for smaller customers, the 3 or 6 terabyte size, Optane cuts 4 or 5 hours off those restart times. So this customer was able to realize considerable hard dollar savings as well as soft dollars for the next maintenance window or outage, right? So those are good things.
So can you give our listeners a little deeper understanding? I think you've laid out a bunch of reasons for why Dell is the best SAP partner. But can you give our listeners a little feel for some of the things and why Dell Technologies is the best partner for SAP users?
Sure. Since Dell launched the PowerEdge server line back in the 90s, you know, fewer in the SAP QuickSizer tool trying to size out a new SAP environment, and you hit the calculate button, it would show you what servers and brands fit that profile. And the Dell PowerEdge has been in there since our launch, right? From that initial launch, we've won numerous co-innovation awards with SAP. Our internal deployments of SAP on the EMC side were highlighted and promoted by SAP around the world as what good looks like. We have 15,000 plus joint customers around the globe. We have been in the space, as I said, for over 20 years now. We have a center of excellence headquartered with SAP in their Waldorf headquarters in Germany. We do joint engineering, joint development, and try to make sure as we build out the next line of PowerEdge servers that we're optimizing them to provide the best experience for an SAP customer. Same thing we do when we work with Intel. How do we make things run faster? From an SAP perspective and a Dell perspective, you've got two leaders in the space working well together over the last couple decades, doing this joint engineering and co-innovation. And it's been a great experience. And I think we've been able to help, as I said, thousands of customers. And we look forward to the next few thousand.
Outstanding, Don. Outstanding. So I always love to do this for our listeners because they want to hear what's next. So Don, can you give our listeners a little peek into the future and where do the future of SAP solutions go with Dell and Intel?
So with SAP, if you're a HANA customer today or looking to run HANA, the key part of any future release of an Intel chipset and a new server line is less about the cores, although it's important to get the right performance profile and map it to the right application use. It's more about the memory headspace, right? Because it's an in-memory database. And so your limitation is how much memory can each socket support. With Optane, we've blown that out to 15 terabytes in a 4-socket server. As the next CPU launch comes, inevitably, after consultation with Intel, SAP will say, hey, instead of being 3.8 terabytes in a 4-socket server, maybe now we can go to 6 and do 24 terabytes of combined DRAM and PMEM in a 4-socket. What this does is let customers use more commodity type servers, 2-socket and 4-socket, and do more with them rather than having to buy super expensive 12-socket, 16-socket, 20-socket systems. So as we look down the roadmap at the next couple CPU releases, and I'm not obviously going to dive into your roadmap, we are excited about what we see. We're looking forward to the new memory headroom limits, because customers' data is not getting smaller, right? They don't throw that stuff away. They're going to need that headspace, and that's the primary driver of customers making a move.
That's great, and I appreciate that, Don. And I thank you for your time today, and I look forward to having you back on the Chip Chat show with us. on behalf of Don Pops, Senior Manager, SAP Solutions, Dell EMC. This has been Jake Smith, and we've enjoyed having you on Chip Chat. Wherever you may be in the world, we wish you a good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.